朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。我相信一个很好的诗歌敬拜超过很多的话语啊。
I believe a wonderful music worship is more, can do more than words.
刚才我们在这里唱到，我一生活着是为了要敬拜你。
As we were singing, the reason that we live is to worship you.
我不晓得我们多少人唱到这个歌的时候，我们里面真是这个样子。
I don't know how many of us truly felt that way when we were singing.
敬拜不是在教会里面举举手叫做敬拜。
Worship is not limited to singing at church.
斯派克弟兄对敬拜的定义就是 holy for God, 就是我全然为着神。
The definition Brother Sparks gave to worship is that we are holy for God.
Oswald Chambers 讲到竭诚为主 my utmost for His highest.
And Brother Oswald Chambers says it is my utmost for His highest.
就是我整个人就是为着他。
That my whole being is for Him.
我的健康，我的时间，我的力量，我的财富，我的一生的抱负，我都是为了要来侍奉敬拜这位荣耀的王。
My health, my money, my possession, my time, my whole future is to serve this glorious King.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们真实在圣灵里面，在主里面来敬拜他的时候，我相信我们整个人就被 lift up.
So I believe that as we truly worship Him in the Spirit, we will be lifted up.
我今天要继续讲我们今年的主题。
Today I'm going to continue with the series for this year.
今年我们是讲到主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
This year we've been talking about wherever the Spirit is, there is liberty.
前一阵子我们比较重在是脱离，脱离，脱离啊。
So the first part we've been focusing on departing from, being free from.
我们脱离各样的罪恶，脱离控告，脱离捆绑，脱离肉体。
So that we can be freed from all kind of bondages of.Free from flesh accusations.
但是我们现在这四月份开始，我们希望讲更正面的，就是怎么样子进入到圣灵里面的自由。
So starting from April, we're going to be focusing on the positive side. How can we enter into the freedom in the Spirit?
虽然我服侍主已经这么多年了哈。
Yes, I've been serving the Lord for many years.
从前你要我讲这个题目的时候，我觉得很容易，侃侃而谈。
I used to feel it is a very simple message to preach.
可是我信主越久的时候，我越觉得我这个人在主的面前，我觉得我按着我所知道的，我真是不知道。
But yeah, the longer I serve the Lord, the more I feel that there's so much more that I do not know.
就这两天，我跟于师母讲过好几次了，我说弄不好我这个主日要在台上发呆了。
So this week I share with us Pastor Nancy several times. So maybe I'll just appear blank on the pulpit this Sunday.
因为在座的都是大脑袋的。
Because everyone here is more or less very intellectual.
不然你不会跑到 Silicon Valley 来的。
Otherwise, you would not have moved to Silicon Valley.
但是我觉得今天我们一个很大的困难就是，要讲的头头是道并不困难。
But yet, one of the obstacles is that it is not hard to explain things well.
但要能够帮助弟兄姊妹，帮助我自己，能够真正进入他主观的经历，那这是一个最大的挑战。
But yet, the greatest challenge is how we can help ourselves to enter into the experience.
我们都知道神早就在基督里面叫我们得自由了。
Because we all know that the Lord has already set us free in Christ Jesus.
但是我们却发现在这么多的事情上我们不自由，对不对？
But yet we find ourselves lacking this freedom in many things.
而我们今天对自由的观念是非常世界化的。
And yet our concept, our understanding of freedom is very secular.
我想我们一讲到自由，我们就会想到从前很有名的说法哈，这个生命诚可贵，爱情价更高，若为自由故，二者皆可抛，对不对？
So whenever we think about freedom, we immediately think of a saying in Chinese, is that even though our life is precious, but love is even more precious, but what's even the most precious is freedom.
我们觉得自由就是我希望能够去做我想做的事情。
So we think that being free is to do whatever we want to do.
我不管是在澳洲，是在中国，是在欧洲，是在美国，在各地，我问弟兄姊妹到底什么叫自由。
So I've been asking people what is freedom indeed everywhere I go in the world.
那几乎都一定有人回答我说，能够去做自己想做的事。
Almost there's always someone who will answer me to do whatever we want to do.
但是弟兄姊妹，你要知道，这个自由仍然是外面的东西。
But we have to understand that that freedom is still very outward.
如果我们每一个人都能够去做自己想做的事的话，这个世界早就大乱了。
But if everyone gets to do whatever we want to do, this world would be so chaotic.
你就发现在很多的时候，我们在该做的事情上，我们没有力量去做。
But oftentimes we feel we lack the strength to do whatever we ought to do.
虽然我们知道该做，但是我就是没有力量去做。
Yes, we know that we ought to do, but we lack the strength to do.
在很多我们知道不该去做的事情，但是我们却没有力量不去做它。
But yet, on the things that we are not supposed to do, we lack the strength to refrain ourselves from doing it.
我不晓得我刚刚讲的这两种情形，我们有没有
？I don't know if we fall into these kind of situations.
觉得有我刚才说的这样情形的，请举手。
If you have these challenges, please raise your hand. Yeah,
真的是对不对？
Yes,
很多的时候，我们明明知道我应该祷告，我应该奉献，我应该这么做，应该不要生气，我没办法。
Oftentimes we feel we ought to pray and we ought to make offerings or we ought to refrain our tempers, but we lack the strength doing it.
对于一些我知道我明明不应该的。但是我就是也没办法不去不那样子做。
And then we cannot control ourselves from doing the things we're not supposed to.
我一个月前在南加州聚会的时候，那个其中一个专题讲员放了一些 PowerPoint 给我们看。
A month ago, I was leading a conference in South California, and then the conference was showing us a video.
我想你们都知道，去年在网络上很震撼人的一幅图画，就是有20多个大概是埃及的基督徒被 ISIS 抓的，准备要砍头的。
So we probably all remember a very shocking image that we saw on the internet last year. So about 20 Egyptian Christians, they were captured by ISIS and they were about to be beheaded.
我犹豫了一下，还是没有去把那个图找出来，因为看的实在是很难过。
I hesitated and I decided not to show the image today because it's very heartbreaking.
他们全部穿着橘红色的衣服跪在地上。
They're all on their knees in their orange robe.
然后后面每一个站着一个蒙面的人，拿刀子架在他的脖子上。
And behind each one of them, there's a person with a mask and holding a knife on their neck.
而他们给他最后的机会，就是如果你否认你是基督徒，你现在就可以起来。
And each one of them were given the last chance. If they would deny Jesus, they could walk away free.
你发现这二十一个人全部跪着抬头挺胸，没有一个人吓得不得了的。
But then we see that all 21 of them, they were so brave, and none of them were in fear.
他们就这样子有那个自由，能够不去妥协。
So they had the freedom to not compromise.
他们不是砍头，他们是这样慢慢刮刮刮把脖子把头割下来。
When they were executed, it's not like their head got chopped off in a second.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是2000年前的殉道史，这是今天就在去年发生的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a martyrdom in the history. It happens today in this modern day, just right now, last year.
什么力量让他跪在那里？差不多是二三十岁的年轻人。什么力量让他有勇气说 "No"？ 我永远不妥协。
So what kind of strength that would enable them to not compromise?These are all young people in their 20s or 30s.
弟兄姊妹，面对这些人，我们今天所说的自由，我们觉得羞耻，提不起来。
So facing these martyrs, we feel ashamed, boasting about us lacking freedom.
我们为了付一点代价，我们为了读经祷告，为了在神家参加聚会，我们可能有各式各样的埋怨。
So we have all kinds of complaints.About our Christian duties of praying, reading the Bible, or coming to meetings.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得如果今天我是那个跪在地上的人，我能够说什么
？I don't know what would I have said if I were one of them.
我会想到我的孩子还要读书，我会想到我还有工作要做，我还会想到我有那么多人生没过。弟兄姊妹，我们会不会说 no？
I would probably thought about, oh, my kids still need to go to college and. and then I still have a lot of things I haven't experienced in life. I don't know if I would just say no.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做自由？
So what is freedom, brothers?
自由真的是我做我想做的事吗？
Is freedom truly what you just can do what you want to do?
在基督里的自由难道是这个吗？
Is that what it means to be free in Christ?
在圣经上这么明显的告诉我们，其实我们没有一个人会有真自由的。
Because the scripture tells us very clearly, none of us has true freedom.
因为罗马书第六章告诉我们那么清楚，岂不知你们顺从谁，就做谁的奴仆吗？
Because Romans chapter 6 tells us very clearly, don't you know that whoever you follow, you obey, you are the slave to it?
你说我要做自己的主人。
You say, I want to be my own master.
那你就是你自己的奴仆。
Then you are slave to yourself.
我整个人就活在一个可怜的旧造的人性，一个自私的人性，一个残缺不全的人性的控制底下。
Then I'm completely under the control of the selfish, corrupted old nature.
而当我让自己做主人的时候，我们自己看看我们今天活出来的样子，我们满意吗？
Let us see the consequence of us being our own master. Are you satisfied?
我们周围的人对我们满意吗？
Are people around us satisfied with us?
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天要讲自由的时候，我们一定要回到圣经里面来。
So dear brothers and sisters, when we talk about freedom and liberty, we have to come back to the Bible.
我们看看圣经给我们的自由到底是什么。
We have to see what the Bible is giving us.
这个加拉太书第五章十三节特别说，弟兄们，你们蒙召是为了要得自由。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 3 says, Brothers and sisters, brothers, you are called to be free.
所以你要知道，神叫我们得救，其实是叫我们得自由。
So the Lord save us so that we can be free.
这个自由的观念跟世界的观念跟你我自己原来的观念是截然不同的。
And this freedom is very different from the freedom defined in this world or whatever we pursue before.
这个自由是在生命里面的，是在圣灵里面的。
Because that freedom is in life and in the Holy Spirit.
这个生命能够让我们能够去做我们该做的，就算我不想做。
So that life, that free life can enable us to do things thatEven though we don't want to.
这个自由能够让我去做我原来不能够做的。
And that freedom enable me to do whatever I was not able to.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们希望今天回到圣经里面来看哈。那主耶稣在地上的时候，
So we want to today go back to the Bible and see what Jesus did when he was on earth.
当他三十岁出来开始服事的时候，
When he started his ministry at age of 30.
路加福音记载他第一个开始的服事就是进到会堂里面传这个伟大的福音。
In the Gospel of Luke, the first thing that the scripture recorded after he came out of the ministry is this great gospel.
我已经写在纲要上了，我们中文英文一起来读好不好？
It is already on the outline. Let's read together.
好，这主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的新年。你要发现主耶稣一出来开始传信息的时候，
We notice that as soon as the Lord Jesus started his ministry and preaching,
他就告诉世上的人他来的目的是为了什么。
Then he proclaimed to the world the purpose of his coming.
弟兄姊妹，我也希望我们能够就知道我们为什么信耶稣，信耶稣的目的。
And brothers and sisters, we hope that we will all know the purpose of us believing Jesus.
神差他的儿子来是要叫我们得自由。
Because God sent his son so that we can be free.
他传福音给贫穷的人听。
He preached the gospel to the poor.
他在这里要报告被掳的得释放。
And he's proclaiming the liberty to the captives.
瞎眼的得看见。
Recovery of sight to the blind.
这个也是讲到自由。
And that is another form of freedom.
瞎眼的人一个 很大的特点就是他不能够自由的去看到他想看的。
Because a blind person cannot freely see what he wants to see.
斯派克弟兄说，仇敌在我们身上最大的一个诡计就是叫人被蒙蔽，就是不能够看到所该看的。
So Brother Sparks says the biggest scheme of the enemy is to blind us and deceive us so that we cannot see what we ought to see.
所以主耶稣在罗马在约翰福音第八章说，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
That's why Jesus proclaimed in John chapter 8 says you shall know the truth and truth shall set you free.
当我们眼睛被蒙蔽的时候看不到真理，我们就得不到自由。
When our eyes are blinded, we cannot see the truth, then we cannot see freedom.
明明基督已经叫我们自由了，但是你却发现我们活得不自由。
Yes, that Christ Jesus has already set us free, and yet we do not live in that freedom.
因为我们不认识真理。
Because we do not know the truth.
我们不知道真理真正的意义是什么。
We do not know the true meaning of that truth.
所以我们还是活在各样的捆绑、各样仇敌的控告里面。
Therefore, we still live in bondage and accusations.
这里接下来讲叫让受压制的得自由。
It says to set the captives.To set free the oppressed.
报告被神悦纳人的喜年。
And to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
不久以前这个汪院长来曾经跟我们讲过这一节圣经，我想大家记忆犹新啊。
So not long ago, Pastor Wang has already preached this sermon to us.
报告人喜年是那些做奴隶的、被卖的，现在全部都可以 得到自由了。
Because the acceptable year, the jubilee year, is the year that the slaves got set free.
所有的债务免除，所有的产业归回，所有的身份恢复自由。
Because all the debts are cancelled, and all the properties will be returned, and all the oppressed, the slaves will be set free.
全都讲到自由。
It's all about freedom.
那弟兄姊妹，我想问弟兄姊妹一个问题，你自己回答就好了。
And I'd like to ask you a question. You can just answer yourself.
我们知不知道在现在，在我的生命里，在我的生活中，有什么东西我不自由
？Do we know? Is there anything that we are not free from in our lives?
我们稍微想一下，不要管别人。
Let's pause and think about it.
我们有没有什么东西是我不自由的
？Is there anything that I'm not free from？
可能是我天然的性格，在某些方面让我没有办法不去做一些事。
Maybe my natural personality, oftentimes will force me to do something.
可能罪恶在我身上有权势，让我不能不去做一些得罪神的事。
Or maybe the sin still has a grip on me that I.Cannot be free from it. That I have to sin and.
世界在我身上有捆绑。
Maybe the world has a bondage on me.
或者我的情绪，我成为我情绪的奴隶。当我情绪上来的时候，没有人拿我有办法。
Or I'm a slave to my own emotions, and no one can do anything about me.
今天情绪的问题是非常非常严重啊。
Nowadays, the emotion problems is such a.Epidemic problem.
就算我们外面不犯罪，但是我们的情绪在这里到处造成伤害，也造成自己的伤害。
It's possible that we might not be committing a sin, but then our emotions are damaging people and ourselves.
我们没有办法克服自己的 depression.
And we cannot fight against our own depression.
我们没有办法克服自己里面心中的那个低落。
And we cannot overcome this heaviness and down.
我们没办法克服心中的不愉快，我就是跟那个人过不去。
And then we just cannot overcome the unhappiness. We just cannot forgive someone.
我没有办法克服心中的不满，我就是要发牢骚，我就是要批评论断。
I cannot overcome the dissatisfaction in my heart, and I just have to complain. I just have to grudge.
我不能不上网，我一天不上网一个小时，我这个人好像今天白过的。
Or we cannot refrain from getting on the internet. If we stay away from internet for an hour, we feel like we have wasted our day.
我如果今天没有上去看 WeChat, 没有看 email, 我睡不着觉，我一定要看。
Or we cannot fall asleep without checking WeChat or email first.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道是什么东西。
I don't know whatever that is.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣来。
But Jesus came.
他要叫被掳的得释放。
He's setting the captives free.
叫受压制的得自由。
And then set at liberty those who are oppressed.
而且要告诉我们，我们现在是 free. 他报告我们神。悦纳人的新年就是全部都 free 了。
And then to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord is a jubilee year, and we have all been set free.
我们不欠任何的东西。
And that all our debts are canceled. We don't owe anything.
像是 Good Friday 有一个小组弄的，对不对 ？Paid 全部都 pay 光了。
Like last Good Friday, one of the tables says we are all has been paid.
你看四月十号又要来了，大家要付 property tax.
So April 15, and then is our tax are due.
如果在那个账单上面 IRS 寄来的时候已经按一个 pay， 你多高兴啊
！So won't we be very happy when the bill from IRS comes and said already paid？
你们需不需要收到这样子的
？Would you like to receive a bill like this？
我们巴不得有人帮我们 pay it all。
How we wish that someone would pay all of it！
这就是主耶稣告诉我们的。
And that is what the Lord Jesus proclaimed to us.
那弟兄姊妹，我们今天要在这里，就是要面对一个问题啊。
But today we're here to face a problem.
既然神召我们，蒙召是叫我们得自由。
Since the Lord has called us to be free.
既然真理是要叫我们得自由。
And the truth is to set us free.
既然主耶稣来到地上的时候，他所有所做的事情就是叫人得自由。
And whatever Jesus did on earth was to set people free.
而今天我们的主题又说主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
And this year's theme is that wherever the spirit is, there is liberty, because the Lord is the spirit.
这是圣经上告诉我们的。
And that is what the Bible tells us.
然后我刚刚请大家安静自己想的，我们到底有没有什么不自由。
And just now I ask people to pause, to think about, is there anything that we're not free from?
这两个不应该同时存在的。
These two should not coexist.
如果主来就是要叫我完全的自由，我就不应该再有不自由。
If the Lord Jesus came so that I can be completely free, then there should be anything that we are still not free from.
如果我还是有不自由，活不出这个自由来，表示主的话有问题。
But if I still cannot enjoy true freedom, a total freedom, does that mean?That God's words has some issues.
不光主耶稣的话有问题，主耶稣白来了。
Not only that the words have some problem, but Jesus came in vain.
他白死了。
He died in vain.
他说成了是假的。
When he said it is finished, it's not true.
他在十字架上流血受苦，全是白费的。
He has suffered and bled on the cross in vain.
弟兄姊妹，这两个不可以摆在一起的。
Because these two should not be put together.
所以如果他是真的，他爱我是真的，他死是真的。
But if it is true that he loves me and he died for me,
he set me free 是真的的话。
If it's true that he has set me free,
弟兄姊妹，我们就要不甘心我还活在不自由中。
Then we should not allow ourselves to live in such a bondage.
不管这个不自由是因为犯罪来的，是因为软弱失败来的，是我这个肉体来的，是我的情绪来的。
Whatever that bond, the cause of the bondage is, whether it is from sin, from emotions or weaknesses, whatever that is.
多少人在那里说只能做钱财的主人，不能做钱财的仆人，只能做情绪的主人，不能做情绪的仆人。
Many people tell us that we can only be the master of our money, not slaves, and we can only be the masters of emotion, not slaves to them.
请问离开主谁做得到？
But apart from the Lord, who can do it?
如果做得到的话，今天我们已经不需要救恩了。
If we can accomplish it, then we do not need the salvation.
岂不知你顺从谁，就是做谁的奴仆吗？
Don't you know, whatever you subject to, you are the slave to it.
如果我们胜不过我们的 negative 的这个 emotion, 我们就是我们情绪的奴仆。
If we cannot overcome our negative emotions, then we are slaves to our emotions.
我们胜不过钱财的迷惑，我们就是钱财的奴仆。
If we cannot overcome the temptation of money, then we are slaves to money.
我们胜不过罪恶的试探的诱惑，我们就是罪恶的奴仆。
If we cannot overcome the temptation of sin, then we are slaves to sin.
我们胜不过那个自私的本性，我们就是肉体的奴仆。
If we cannot overcome the selfishness, the selfish nature, then we are slaves to it.
弟兄姊妹，这两个不能够同时存在的。
Because these two cannot coexist.
所以今天我们来到这个面前，我们都要求主耶稣帮助我们，真的要求主耶稣帮助我们。
So at this point, we really need the Lord to help us.
我给你把圣经所有自由的经文列出来，没有用的。
It is useless even if I tell you all of the verses about freedom.
我不应该说没有用哈，就是如果我们不用信心来接受它，我们不让圣灵把我们带进去，你光看这些经文对我们到底有什么帮助呢？
In other words, if we do not receive all these words with faith, then these words will not benefit us.
所以我们这次的主题经文非常非常重要啊。
Therefore, the theme verse is so important this year.
我们多读一节好了，我们背诵经文，这今年已经不晓得背的第几次了。
So let's read again.
我们从十六节读起，好吧？
Let's read from verse 16.
哦，你们临时叫不出来，好，没有关系啊。
Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16.
我们从十六节读，翻到的请一起读，好不好？
Let's read together.
他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照， 就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。好，我们在这里看见保罗劝当时的犹太人。
Here we see Paul was exhorting the Jews.
因为他们每一次读圣经的时候，有一个帕子遮盖他们的眼上。
Because whenever they were reading the scripture, there is a veil.
就是摩西的律法。
And that is the law of Moses.
就是以色列人一直自以为傲的律法。
Something that the Jews, the Israelites, were proud about.
但弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人遮住自己的帕子都不一样。
But everyone else of us has our own veils.
但是帕子给我们带来两个最大的伤害。
But what does the veil bring us to?
第一个，它蒙蔽了我们。
First of all, it deceives and blinds us.
让我们看不见该看的。
So that we cannot see what we ought to see.
所以有人出个小孩子在玩的时候出个谜语，你知道全世界最大的是什么吗
？So, there's a riddle to children. Guess what is the greatest in this world?
有人说海，有人说山。
Some kids will say a mountain, some people will say ocean.
但是出这个题目的小孩子很得意地公布答案，他说是眼皮。
And then the author of the riddle says the answer is your eyelid.
他说你眼皮一关，全世界你都看不到了。
Because when you close your eyelid, you cannot even see the world.
仇敌一遮蔽，我们就看不见主。
As soon as the enemy blinds us, we cannot see the Lord.
仇敌一遮蔽，我们就看不见该看见的真理。
When the enemy blinds us, then we cannot see the truth.
所以当帕子除去的时候
，So when the veil is taken away,
你就发现底下我们可以敞着脸来见着主的荣光。
Then we can behold,
遮蔽拿掉了。
Then we can behold the glory of the Lord with unveiled face.
第二个帕子这个第二个很大的难处
，The second damage that the veil does to us,
就是它带来隔绝。
Because it brings isolation.
Oh, isolation. 对不起哈，它让我们不能够跟主之间，这像一个绝缘体一样，把我们这个隔开来了。
Okay, it seems like just like an insulant separating us from the Lord.
哦，所以电那么大的 power 过不来，因为一个塑胶在中间。
When there's a insulation, even the greatest electric power cannot come.
那么强的电过不来，因为一个木板在中间。
If there's like a piece of wood, and the greatest electric power cannot pass.
那主的灵是一个释放的大能。
And the spirit of the Lord has that great transformation.
主的灵在哪里，哪里就要得自由才对的哈。
Whatever the spirit is, there should be liberty.
但是因为我们有个帕子，就把它给隔绝了，让我们经历不到主释放的大能。
But yet we have a veil that separates us from that power, and we cannot experience that great transformation.
但是保罗在这里却告诉我们，圣灵是释放大能的。
But yet Paul is telling us that the Spirit has that liberating power.
保罗也告诉我们，圣灵是一个改变的大能。
And Paul also tells us that the Spirit has transformation power.
它能够让我们变成主的形象。
So it can cause us to be transformed to the image of the Lord.
所以我们来看释放的大能。
So first of all, let us see the liberating.
他的主的灵在哪里，哪里就有自由。
Because wherever the spirit is, there is liberty.
我也引用了哥林多前书15:45，说到末后的亚当，就是指的基督。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 45, it says the first man,
他成了叫人活的灵。
The last Adam, which is Christ, became a life-giving spirit.
换句话说，什么时候我们跟基督 encounter 真正接触基督的时候，我这个人一定活过来。
In other words, whenever we encounter with Christ, we will be made alive.
我们真正跟基督接触的时候，我会被 set free 啊，我得自由。
Whenever I'm connected with Christ, I will be set free.
所以，如果我们自己里面经历不到自由。
So if we do not experience this freedom,
弟兄姊妹表示那边一定有个帕子存在。
That means there must be a veil.
那这个帕子可能是我们律法、我们的传统、我们对真理的认识。
This veil could be our tradition, our laws, or our misunderstanding of the truth.
可能是不幸的恶心，或是我们缺少。这个对真理的认识
or it could be our unbelief or our lack of understanding
当然也很可能是我们的犯罪
or it could be our sin as well
我们不顺服神 神的地方都会成为帕子。
Whenever we're disobedient to the Lord, it can become our veil.
但是弟兄姊妹，圣灵是带着释放大能的灵。
But yet the Holy Spirit is the Spirit with great liberating power.
哎呀，我这种见证，我相信我们听很多，我就相信在我们中间都有很多的。
I believe we have heard a lot of testimonies, even in our midst.
我上次跟你们讲过一个姓王的弟兄，他说他戒毒戒到最后，他切断指头还是没办法。
Last time I shared with you.Brother Wayne, he was trying to stop gambling, even to the point that he cut all of his fingers off.
戒毒啊 ，drug 不是 gambling.
He was trying to be free from the drugs.
他说他的指头到医院急诊室刚刚缝好，出了急诊室的门以后，毒瘾又回来了哈。
Because as soon as his fingers got sewed up in the hospital, and he was discharged.And this addiction came back.
他从十几岁一直到三十七岁，这将近二十年的时间，进出监狱不知道多少次了。
Since his teenage years until his thirties, he's been in prison so many times.
直到他信了耶稣。
Until he believed in Jesus.
他说有一个说不出来的能力，一个新的生命的性情在他里面，让他能够那么自然的胜过毒瘾。
He says there's this unspeakable power, this renewed life in him that he was able to overcome the addiction of drugs.
那这是讲到罪恶或是一个瘾在这里抓住人。
So here we see that there's a sin or addiction that's controlling.
我在医院里面，就连我跟于师母自己传过福音的这些人。
Even to those people that Sister Nancy and I have preached to in the hospitals.
他们可能前面几天都吓得睡不着觉，因为长癌症，非常严重的癌症。
They could be in fear. The fear might seize them. They could not sleep because of their cancer.
可是你发现，当他们真接受耶稣的时候
，But once they believe and accepted Jesus,
根本就是在第二天我们再去看他，他整个的表情都不一样。他说这么多日子睡不着觉，昨天晚上一觉到天亮。
But then the next day when we went back to visit, the whole continent changed, and then they were able to sleep.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。